Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Those carp fly like the dickens.
They jump out of the water like torpedoes. You never know which direction they're coming from.
Sir, you got a broken nose out there, huh?
Yep. Non-displaced fracture is what they call it.
You just got back from the hospital.
Yep.
Do you wish you'd had a helmet?
I really do wish I had a helmet.
Look right here. I got hit. See that indention?
Oh, my God. You got a dent in your head.
Yeah, you see it?
We were born and inbred for this.
And proud of it, apparently.
Absolutely.
My buddy, he got hit right in the face here, and he's got marks on the top of his
eyes. It's a badge of honor.
Oh, I guess so.
This face is my livelihood. You understand that, right?
Hey.
You don't believe it.
Well, I guess you're not on radio, right?
Oldest joke in the book. Wild Travels is returning to PBS. The premiere of their latest season is happening tomorrow at 5 p.m. Will Klinger is the host. And Will, how do you even prepare to interview people like that?
Lisa, you can't prepare for interviewing people like that. You just, the camera starts rolling and I just go with whatever. I go with the flow.
Yeah.
But that comment about radio, no reflection on you, Lisa, in any way.
Yeah, right. I love that we're inbred to do this. That makes me laugh.
Yeah.
So you're out there just,
of course.
Yeah, you're out there covering some fun festivals and museums, and you're running into all kinds of characters. And that fishing episode took place here in Illinois, right?
In Bath, Illinois, where the carp jump out of the Illinois River at an amazing rate. And, you know, one of the boats in that competition we were at collected over 400 fish in 2 hours. And these things jump right up and they catch them in nets. And, you know, this event is actually happening this weekend in Bath. The 2024 version is happening literally days away.
You know, I looked up Bath because we have a farm in Western Illinois, and I thought, well, these people sound like exactly the people that I have for neighbors out there. And it's really in Mason County, and I would say, oh, maybe just an hour from the farm or so, but 279 people in that town, and this is the big event, isn't it, catching those Asian carp?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the goal is that eventually they'll put a dent in the carp population because it's an incredibly invasive species. But the woman who founded it, when I asked her that question, do you think you've put a, you think you maybe got a handle on this? She laughed right in my face. She was like, no way. These things, they procreate way too fast.
Yeah. In fact, I think maybe 6-8 months ago, we talked to somebody with the state of Illinois, and they were doing everything they could to change the name to COPA and trying to harvest these Asian carp and start serving them in Chicago restaurants under the name of COPA. So that'll be interesting. But the characters you encounter, Will, they're so fun. That's what makes the show a blast to watch.
It makes it fun to do as well. I'm never a dull moment because we get to meet Canadian Americans all over this country doing eccentric, weird, but always interesting things. We hung out in the Midwest a little this year. When we first started doing this, you know, this is sort of, we used to do a show called Wild Chicago, and when we went national, we thought, well, we don't want to hang out in Chicago too much. We've done that. We want to go out. But this year, we kind of doubled back to the Midwest. We did a piece about the Tour de Donut, which is a race in Staunton, Illinois, where you get 10 minutes off your time for every donut you eat at a couple of donut stops. So the winner usually has a negative winning time. That was a lot of fun.
And is there a bathtub race or something, too?
There was a running of the tubs in Hot Springs, Arkansas. That's a little farther afield. But, yeah, they race through the streets of Hot Springs. They race these bathtubs filled with 10 gallons of water, which you can't spill, by the way, or you're disqualified. And we came back to our hometown of Chicago for Chiditarod. Have you heard of Chiditarod, Lisa?
Yes.
You know about this. It's basically Chicago's version of Iditarod, the Alaskan thing, only instead of the frozen tundra, it's the streets of Chicago. Instead of dogs, it's people. And instead of sleds, it's shopping carts. And it goes from bar. It's also a bar. It's a bar crawl as well.
You know, so Will, you got to incorporate a pub crawl in order to get people to come out.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. So they stop at six bars along the way and get pretty darn drunk. Yeah, that was definitely a high point.
I saw a quote you said, I'd like to think our show is a palate cleanser for our troubled times. And it is just a break to laugh and look at people that you might never encounter on a daily basis and just see what kind of fun they have to create in a small town to have fun.
Yeah, it kind of makes you feel good about being American, just to see the wide variety of activities that are and festivals and hobbies that are actually going on out there, and the people that are doing these, they're fascinating people, and never I always am kind of encouraged about being in this great country when I get to meet these people.
I would imagine there's so much fun that editing is a big part of creating and producing this show. It's called Wild Travels because you must have just a bundle of content to share.
Oh, usually it's 2 to 3 hours of content that we got to get down to 5 or 6 minutes, because each show, each episode of Wild Travels, it clips right along. There's usually six segments of each episode. So you got to get down to 6 minutes. And I got to tell you, it's my favorite part of the job, because it's like putting a puzzle together. Okay, this fits with that. Okay, this follows. And if you do it right, it's very satisfying. And, of course, it gives me a chance to cut out all the stupid stuff that I say and do. I can make myself look good in the editing room, so I don't hesitate to do so.
And you participate in a lot of this stuff, right? What's the craziest thing you've done while filming this show?
We're going to air a piece this season called... I've been up in a lot of flying machines, and do you know, you ever heard of a thing called a trike? It's basically a kite on three wheels with a big fan in the back. And I went up on a trike with this guy, and yeah, you might think not a good decision, but it was a lot of fun. I was never in any real danger, but I've over the course of my television career, I've been up in a lot of flying machines that, you know, later turned out to be not all that safe. crashes happened very soon after I was actually on these things. So,
wow.
But that was a lot of fun.
Well, we'll be watching. So tomorrow at 5 on WTTW, Thursdays at 7 on WTTW Prime. I didn't even know you had a Prime, but it's an eight episodes, right? And you're telling me three of those are in Illinois?
No, those segments were in Illinois.
Oh, but, okay, okay.
We've been all around. We're all over this country like a bad rash, is one way of putting it.
It's called Wild Travels, Wild Travels. We'll be watching, Will. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Lisa.
It's fun. I've seen some of the clips. It looks like it's going to be a great escape from all the other stuff that we want to escape from, and there's plenty of it. Sometimes it's the news, and that's coming up next with Steve on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.